The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We have John Duggan. John is going to talk to us in a tick about Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers. But before that, you will have heard on the news the sad news that jockey Michael O'Sullivan has passed away after his fall during a race in Tipperary last week. This is extraordinarily sad, John. A young man, 24.
This is heartbreaking, Anton. It's devastating. He was 24, as you say. He was from Cork. The family well known, the O'Sullivans, in the point-to-point scene in Cork. And he'd been in an induced coma at Cork University Hospital after this fall at Thurles 10 days ago. And just want to read out the statement that Dr. Jennifer Pugh, the Chief Medical Officer of the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board, released this morning. Michael sadly passed away in the early hours of Sunday morning, surrounded by his loving family in Cork University Hospital. We extend our appreciation to the multidisciplinary teams who provided the best of medical care to Michael, both on the race course and in Cork University Hospital. Michael's family took the decision to donate his organs at this incredibly difficult time, but in doing so made a choice that will make a real difference to the lives of other patients and their families. I've had the privilege of knowing Michael through his amateur and professional career. His dedication, modesty and kind nature always made him a pleasure to be around. Michael's success and humility would have inspired many. I share the feeling of loss today with all those who knew him. Michael's family would like to reiterate their gratefulness for all the support they've received in the last couple of days and express their appreciation to the local community and the racing family. The O'Sullivan family have asked for privacy at this time. Michael had everything ahead of him, Anton. He gained an agricultural science degree from UCD before he turned professional in 2022. On the first day of Cheltenham 2 years ago, he rode two winners, Marine National in the very first race, Supreme Novices Hurdle, and then Jazzy Matty later on in the day. Only recently, he'd been working with Willie Mullins, the top trainer, rode Embassy Gardens to a big race win at Tramore on New Year's Day. And there are some sports which require bravery to be in the arena. I'm thinking about horse racing, which is a very close-knit community around the country and a part of our soul, part of our fabric of Irish life, horse racing, I feel. And the sport over the years has lost Kieran Kelly, John Thomas McNamara, Jack Tyner, Jack de Bromhead. And only last week in other sports, we lost a boxer, John Cooney. We lost Craig Breen a couple of years ago in rallying. And I interviewed Michael after that win at Cheltenham a couple of years ago. I found him warm. I found him charismatic. I just thought to myself, this young man is going places. And it's very cruel. And our thoughts are with Michael's loved ones, his family, his friends, his racing colleagues. The weigh room will be a place that'll be somber and be hurting for quite a time to come. And may he rest in peace. It's just a terrible story.
And as you say, I mean, it would be desperately sad based on the success that was undoubtedly ahead of him in his career. But the tribute that is paid to him in that statement for what he was as a person,
yes,
is a lovely tribute as well.
Charismatic, a lovely man, and everybody would say that, and very warm and intelligent. And it's just, it's not fair.
John, thank you very much for that update on the passing of Michael O'Sullivan. We should talk then about the match this afternoon. This, of course, in the Aviva, 2 p.m. Bowes hosting Shamrock Rovers. And it comes at a time when the League of Ireland is high on the hog, as these things go, compared to where it once was.
Well, obviously put into perspective by what we just talked about, Anton. But yes, I suppose you're talking about 32,000 people at a game, a League of Ireland game on the opening weekend of the season. That's a real statement of, first of all, the health of the league, that is now a popular product attracting new fans. It's undergoing a rebirth. You've got people like Damien Duff in there now, Stephen Kenny managing teams, Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers, great rivals going back. And this league has gone back 100 years. And football, Anton, is the global religion. It's the biggest participatory in the sport in the country. Don't feel it gets enough love in the country by the people who make decisions.
It's a bigger participatory sport than GAA, is it?
Yes, by the surveys and the studies. So look, I think this is a real show of strength for League of Ireland and a day of celebration, to be honest, because normally you'd only get this type of crowd for a cup final. I believe it will surpass the domestic record for a League of Ireland game, which goes back to 1946. So
no, will it?
Yeah. So we're going to have updates from the Aviva Stadium this afternoon, Anton. We also have two live games and off the ball today, Liverpool Wolves and Manchester United away to Tottenham. So,
and your expectation, if you are, as you are, a betting man, who's going to be happy by the end of it?
Shamrock Rovers.
John, thank you very much. That is John Duggan from Off the Ball, and of course, Off the Ball live with coverage all this afternoon.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.